Welcome to today's podcast. You are listening to Lin's show. Today, we are talking about climate change. This is something that deserves our attention and discussion. More and more countries and organizations are now looking at sustainability and integrating it into their daily development. And climate change is one of topics. Before we understand climate change, we need to know the difference between climate and weather. Weather describes the conditions outside right now in a specific place. But climate is more than just one or two rainy days. Often describes the weather conditions that are expected in a region at a particular time of year. I believe you have heard of global warming, because climate change is not just happening in one country or region. But in the Earth, global climate change includes warming temperatures and changes in precipitation, as well as the effects of Earth warming. For example, rising sea levels, shrinking mountain glaciers, and changes in flower and plant blooming times. I live in the southeast of China now. Usually, my city has a shed in autumn in October. As long as people go outdoors, they can smell osmanthus in autumn. It seems that even the air smells of osmanthus. My favorite season is autumn, and I will play with puppies in the park. However, this summer is particularly long, and the temperatures has been still 30 degrees Celsius recently. The osmanthus did not bloom, and the leaves did not fall. So I checked the weather forecast. And the temperature will drop directly below 20 degrees Celsius next week. How does it feel? It's like I'm still eating ice cream in the afternoon, but I need to wear a sweater the next morning. The roller coaster cooling surprised me. With curiosity, I checked the temperature in my city in previous years. My city has a subtropical monsoon climate, which should have four distinct seasons, and mild and humid all year round. The average temperature in October should be 20 to 21 degrees Celsius, and now it is 25 degrees Celsius. I thought about it. A few years ago, my city seemed to have only summer and winter. It is hard to remember the spring and autumn of the city, which only appear briefly in people's lives. Climate change is not only related to the weather, it is also related to human beings. Scientists agree that Earth has been getting warmer in the past 50 to 100 years due to human activities. Human activities like burning fuel to power factories, cars, and buses. They are changing the natural greenhouse. These changes cause the atmosphere to trap more heat than it used to, leading to a warmer Earth. Ever since, human activities have been heating the planet. These rapid increases in greenhouse gases have caused the climate to warm up rapidly. Our human activities are affecting the climate now. So, what can we do in our daily lives? Firstly, we can switch to renewable sources of energy, such as solar and wind energy, to power our homes. In addition, we can drive electrical vehicles instead of cars that burn fossil fuels. Moreover, many buses are electrical now, not burning fossil fuels. Although I have a driver's license, I don't have my own car yet. Therefore, I take public transportation more often. Subways and buses are also the first choice for students. More use of green transportation can help the Earth slow down climate warming. Finally, we can conserve energy by better insulating our homes and by replacing older falling appliances with more energy-efficient models. Certainly, governments need to change too. It can replace technologies that run on fossil fuels with alternatives that run on electricity could be a viable alternative. In fact, decarbonization of power generation can be achieved by increasing the share of low-carbon energy sources, particularly renewables, and reducing the use of fossil fuels. Mobilizing novel options for integrating and storing green energy. We all live on the Earth. It is everyone's responsibility to protect our common home. I hope you found something helpful. Thanks for your listening. I will see you next time.